Pixar, you did it again.
Manly tears, bro. Manly tears.
Nerd soul.
Late, okay, at one, y'all. So holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah. Coming with another wonderful episode of Movie Reviews. Now, you know what we're talking about. And we're going to keep it spoiler free. We're just going to have some fun. But
oh no, I'm gonna spoil the crap out of this, man. I'm telling you,
we spoiling it.
Are yeah. I'm gonna, you know what? Here's my spoiler. Andy Newman or Randy Newman
Randy.
Still did a song.
Yeah. Still did. So spoiler free. We're here to talk about the awesome, incredible Toy Story 4. Initial reactions. What you got? What you got for me?
I thought I didn't want this. I thought I was cool with the way that Toy Story 3 ended. I'm like, you know what? That was the way to wrap up a franchise. I'm cool. Pass it on. Leave it ambiguous. Make everything cool for the future. It's like, you know what? Yeah, that's cool. That's a nice thing. And then this came out, and I'm like,
nah.
I was good. Now I'm like, all right, so when's 5 coming out?
Straight up magical. Straight magical. Now, that's out of the way. Myself, I'm happy. Himself, we're happy. So, to my left, I'm joined mm-hmm. by the awesome, the incredible, the wizard himself, Solar Gray.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Solar Gray, the cinematic sorcerer, coming at you from the press screening of Toy Story 4.
Ooh.
And man, I'm telling you, I didn't know I wanted this movie. I was concerned. I'm like,
yeah.
Toy Story 4. Come on, you better than a cash grab. This ain't planes.
Yeah.
This ain't planes. And you know what? This ain't planes.
Nah, it's not planes.
No, this is a Toy Story movie.
This movie has heart, it's cute, and it is mad funny. Like, in ways that I did not expect.
I did laugh out loud a couple of times.
Yeah, when I saw the trailer, I was like, man, we're going down the same road. We're going to do the same thing. But they got us. They got us. They swerved. They turned around. They gave us an adventure once again with these characters that we love so much. And they choked me up. And you know what?
They got me.
They got me.
Sitting up right before the movie started, I'm like, you bring a Kleenex? He's like, nah.
Nah,
and
man,
I'm like, this is a Toy Story movie. The Toy Story movies are scientifically designed to make grown men cry. That's what they do. They have a team of people in white lab coats with goggles and big, fat, black rubber gloves. That's what they do.
All they do is make us cry. And one of my favorite moments in this is just a moment realizing that these characters, like, we don't only care about these characters, but these characters care about each other. And you're going to be paid off for watching all of these movies and remembering things. You're gonna be paid off extremely well.
Yeah, now I was surprised because they kind of introduced the antagonist, and I'm like, okay, so we got like Mr. Huggin' Bear. All right, that's cool. But then they subvert my expectations. I guess that's the thing we're supposed to say. And the real bad guy of this is surprising.
Yeah.
It's you know, out of context spoiler, Inside Out. That's what it reminded me of.
Okay.
Yeah, it really did.
So, before we move on, how many times should people see this? Because we already know they should. How many times?
It don't matter. Because as soon as this is out on DVD, they're going to be seeing it over and over. You too.
Yeah, I will.
By the time Little Nerd Soul gets old enough to like this movie, this is all you're going to be watching.
This movie is beautiful. It's well shot. Animation is on point.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible character moments. A lot of heart. It takes you back to your childhood in the best of ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to say, well, your childhood. I was an adult when the first one came out. And I'm like watching it and I'm like, nah, I don't. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to cry. That's just what's going to happen. I'm going to cry during this movie and at me. I don't care. Because I'm not a robot. Now, I wasn't bawling like I was at the beginning of Up, because if you don't cry in the first scene of Up, you are a robot.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You're a terrible person. You're bad. But in this one, I gotta say, like, it didn't kick you in the mouth with emotion. It just said, hey,
it just let it happen.
I'm gonna slap you here, then I'm gonna slap you here, Oh, you prepared for that slap? That's all right. That's all right.
I got another one.
I'll get you. Don't let your guard down. But you know what? The breakout star of this one, and I can't say breakout because the voice actress has been at it just as long as Tom Hanks, and that is Annie Potts as Bo Peep. Oh,
yes.
My, I have never, ever, ever found myself as strangely attracted to a toy.
So yeah, see, just like that, sometimes we gotta flip it up on you.
Sorcery.
You don't never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, straight up magic.
straight up magic. And like I said, it is magical. You have this feeling of like,
oh man,
we've been down this road 3 times. But they still find a way to impress you. They still find a way to
insert Batman in the script. I can't get over it, man. I seriously cannot get over it. Like, I'm used to Woody being all Mr. Responsible and
True.
Buzz like being Mr. Superhero and all that stuff. But this one, they drop a ninja on us, man.
So there's so many ways, so many lovely things about this. When it comes to the direction, mm-hmm. It's paced very well. You never mm-hmm. feel like it's long. You never feel like it's short.
Yeah, I really don't even know like what the runtime was. I should have checked that before
yeah.
we came in.
Like you get sucked into it and you don't even care, honestly. You're just like, I'm here having fun.
Yeah. And I got like, all right, I know I was talking about I was talking about Annie Potts in this one. And uh-huh. not just because I've had a crush on her since like 1987. but I will say that Tony Hale, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony Hale, it's... Now, understand, I like the show Big Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, where I came across this voice actor. But I'm like, okay, fun. We got another kind of geeky, awkward guy. Well, at least it's not Michael Cera. Not that I don't like Michael Cera. It's,
but I get it. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know.
Yeah, and... but in this one, I gotta say, I can't think of a better actor to play that role.
Yeah, and the awareness and the self-awareness that they play on with the characters in this film mm-hmm. About, you know, what's important to you, what's important to, I guess, your family, and what matters most really shines through in a film that you're like, you know, I think they've gotten all the emotion out that we could get. And they find a way to like ring out just a little bit more for us.
Yeah, I gotta say, as cool and dandy as this one was,
uh-huh.
I'm really thinking that this Toy Story, more than any, at least more than any since the first,
okay.
is aimed at the people that were kids or young adults during the first one. Because
okay.
the theme
okay.
of this one is very much like, how can I put it? Trying to find purpose after the kids are gone.
Yep.
This is
yep.
very much
I was waiting to touch
thing.
I was waiting yeah. to touch on that, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah. Because like my mom is retired, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I normally spend every Wednesday at my mom's place and all that stuff. But she's like, yeah, I'm in this house. You boys are gone. I got all this money now. You know, not that she's rolling in it, but she ain't paying for 4 kids
yeah.
anymore. And and now she don't know what to do with her day. You know, it's like, well, what do I
yeah.
do now? I've been,
and
I've
heard
a mom
that from, I've
for
heard
so
that,
long. Yeah.
yeah, I've heard that from a lot of, especially retirees.
Mm-hmm.
Because now there's not even like a job for you to go to. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you dedicate a lifetime, a literal lifetime.
Yeah.
To this certain task. It's, you're dedicating this lifetime.
Keep them safe, feed them. Clothe them.
Exactly.
Bring them up.
Make
you know,
sure that
get their back. Make sure to discipline them. Not mm-hmm. discipline them too much. Not let them get away with too much.
Now you're
and
done.
And on and on and on.
Yeah, now you're done.
And it's,
and
like,
it's like, oh,
okay, well, I guess I'll just kick it.
It's and, like I had a desire, then a kid came along and I had a purpose.
Yeah.
Now the kid is gone. I can't remember what I wanted.
Yep. And dealing know? With a renewed sense of purpose, dealing mm-hmm. with loss, dealing with finding yourself again after your stage that you thought would never end ends.
Yeah, yeah, and
yeah, this movie.
It was really interesting for
great.
Me because it did have all the tropes of Toy Story, you know, lost toy, trying to find home, and there's a bad guy.
And that's why I was thinking, man, do we really need to go back down this road?
You know,
and they found a way to be like, okay, you got the broad strokes, and those broad strokes have always been there.
Yeah.
But we're going to take you down some alleys and some nooks and crannies.
Well, we'd be mad if they weren't there, is the big thing. It wouldn't feel like a Toy Story movie if it didn't have these plot points.
True.
So I accept that. But in this one, I'm just like, it was real interesting. Again, this is a no-spoiler review, but as, like, in that first act, I'm like, is this supposed to be a metaphor for dealing with special needs kids? Is this where they're going? Oh, okay. Because, I really got that. One of the characters who's very important to the plot really comes across as special needs when they're introduced.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh. I guess this would be like the adventure of Woody learning how to deal with a special needs kid. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of down for that ride.
And then they're like, psych.
And they're like,
not exactly.
We got some more stuff there for you. But it's not the thing.
Yeah.
We got
way more for you to deal with.
Yeah.
this.
And way more ways to make you cry. And you're going to cry. You are going to cry. This is a Toy Story movie.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? I bet they had like.
This has tears written all over it.
I think their not their target, but their test audience is like, they go to Folsom and Rikers. And
like, sit down and watch this.
Yeah, and
if they cry,
they have,
then they're like, the movie's ready.
Exactly. So I'm seeing like all the, like, all right, I'm looking at this movie and I'm seeing like all these Jeffrey Dahmer looking gangster dudes, these like, you know, like Danny Trejo wannabes, hardcore chillos, and all I'm seeing is like, if we can make all of them cry, every single one. And it's just like, no, Holmes, no, I did that. It may now be released.
Yeah, this movie is beautiful.
It is.
We ready for a score?
Hmm?
Ready for a score?
What is your rating system again?
I do 1 to 5 stars.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, you could get a 0 if you're real bad.
Hmm? We ain't doing movie 43.
Oh, man. You know what? We're not even going to say that in the presence of a Toy Story 4.
You said 4. A 0.
We are not.
Hey, I have yet to give out one fold rating on any of my movies this season.
Oh, man. But this movie is everything that I wanted it to be and nothing that I honestly expected.
Mm.
It's great. I had a fun time and I cannot wait to show it to like my son, my wife, anyone else that'll watch it. This movie for Nerd Soul, 5 stars. And see, you thought they ended Toy Story well. Just wait. they've done it. They have done it.
See, yeah. I can't. I'm not. I'm on the same train, I'm in a different car.
Okay.
I'm on the same train. I'm in a different car.
All right. What you got?
I'm looking at this movie, and like I said 4 times already, I didn't want this movie. Mm-hmm. I was happy at the end of Toy Story 3.
Cool. Okay?
Again, that movie made me cry too, watching Andy play with Bonnie as he gave her the toys and that one last goodbye. I'm like, you know what? End of an era. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. That's all right. Cool. I was as satisfied as the audience was supposed to be at the end of Infinity War or at Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this movie came along. And this is a good movie. Okay, this is much closer to form with Pixar than a lot of movies have been for a while.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
This is a much, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm about to compare this to the last Pixar movie I saw.
Oh boy, which one was it?
Incredibles 2.
Oh, okay.
And that was a good movie.
Okay, another 5 for me, but go ahead.
I enjoyed. Incredibles Part 2. This was better, in my opinion, than Incredibles 2. But
you
that
know
being
what?
Said,
Ooh, that's
that
a tough
being said,
one.
I can only give this one 4.5.
Okay.
I can only give it 4.5 stars.
But that's still, I mean, 4.5 is still an incredible score.
Yeah, but 5 is perfect. Five is like a perfect movie according to your scale.
Yeah.
And this movie was not perfect in the sense of it wasn't needed.
Okay.
And it's very obvious that this is a goodbye to a character, but a continuation of the franchise. Like, looking at this, I can see where they're going with the next few sequels.
Okay.
And all right.
So you're more kind of upset with the kind of like the kind of bringing it back for an opportunity to breathe new life.
And that's the whole thing. It was like,
well, I mean, it's a business.
I get that it's a business, but
I see where you're coming from.
It ended fine.
You were happy with I'll give you that.
And that's the whole thing. And according, if five is the highest score, that is a must see. You have to go out and see it. You're missing something.
Yeah, you got to
see. And truth be told, if I hadn't seen this, I wouldn't be upset.
Okay.
I wouldn't be upset.
All right. Okay. I see where you're coming.
Yeah, it had a very hard act to follow because part three was such a good ending.
And that's
to
why
the story.
I was thinking, I was, you know, because I came in being like, y'all should have left this alone. and then when I came out, I was like, I didn't know I needed this.
And that's the thing.
And thank you.
And
you
know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want it.
Okay.
I didn't need it.
I see where you're coming from, though.
But I'm happy I got it.
All right, I see where you're coming from, like, with the continuation and the, you know.
Yeah, you see, that's the whole thing.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean, it's not a 5-star. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a lot better than at least 3 other movies I've seen this year. Yeah, seriously. And
it's better, it's better than Shazam.
Well, I actually haven't seen it, so I wouldn't know.
It is.
But what Trust I will, me. I wouldn't be surprised. But what I will say is, as far as movies that are in the theater or coming to the theater, within 7 days of the time that we're recording this, it is the best thing out there. It is the best thing that is out there right now. So if you're going to the movies,
and you got some kids
or not.
Yeah. Even if you don't have
to
kids.
The movies, because again, this movie touches on a lot of adult themes more so than the rest of them.
Yeah.
And so this is very much a Toy Story movie that was made for the parents.
Yeah. And it definitely pays you off for seeing all of the films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it, guys. Hey, look, go see it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. So to my right, I'm joined by the awesomely humble yet magnificently powerful Solar Gray.
I see the subtitles now. Scoff. Hey guys, I'm Solar Gray, the cinematic sorcerer. You can check out my YouTube channel, which is Back in the Deck, or BID_P. That is BIDP. You can find us also over at twitch.tv/BID_P, where we do live cast a minimum of 2 days a week and an average of 4 days a week. And
we talk
about a lot of stuff. You know, he and I cover a lot of the same ground, but from different perspectives. A lot of different perspectives.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's got the street geek and the nerd soul, and I got that.
He got the wizard's
intellectual
tower.
A whole lot of. Let's look in this from a mythological and a sorceratic point of view. You know,
he got you on that. He got you.
Yeah, because you know what? We blurreds, we ain't a monolith. We come in all these. There's a spectrum. There's a spectrum of nerddom.
There's a spectrum.
You know, yeah. There's you know, we come in as many flavors as Baskin Robbins likes to tell you they got.
Oh so, man, that's cold.
Yeah,
you gotta do Baskin Robbins like that.
What
man.
Are you saying? What are you saying? They say they got 31 flavors. I've counted 32. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. So yeah, come on down, check it out, guys. And hey, thanks for having me. Man,
yes. So guys, of course, NERD SOUL, that's right. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on your podcast on iTunes, but also with the music on Spotify and iTunes as well. Super dope. Check me out.
I gotta
and
say,
let's
I've
talk
been checking
movies.
Out your tracks, man.
Oh,
I have been checking out your tracks, all the ones that you've been posting.
Why thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And you should too. So if you don't like seeing my face, you don't have to worry about that. You can listen to the podcast. And if you don't like me talking, well, then you can listen to me rapping. But look, guys, definitely check out this movie. It's a lot of fun. Pixar killed it. Disney held it down. They are controlling, rolling and controlling in CB phone.
This is very, very much a good, this is a very good return to form for Pixar.
Yeah,
it really is.
Definitely. So guys, this is from us to you. Say thank you for watching us. Thank you for hanging out. And of course, peace.